You are listening to Real World News.
Colombian community organizations reject the government's agrarian pact as meaningless. The National Agrarian Peasant and Popular Summit was held last Thursday in Bogota, Colombia, 25 days into the National Agrarian Strike and after hundreds of demonstrations all over the country. The summit assessed the repercussions of the strike and called a new meeting next month. Nearly 3,000 peasant and other delegates, teachers, oil and transport workers, indigenous people, met in Bogota, some of them including delegates of the Agrarian National Popular Board of Dialogue and Agreement and the National Agrarian Coordination. The aim of the meeting was to organize direct actions and to issue a joint political declaration. The declaration reads, "The National Agrarian and Popular Strike has been a breakthrough for the Colombian social movement, especially for the peasant, indigenous, and black communities. The organizations are accusing Juan Manuel Santos' administration of criminalizing the social protest, and they say the death toll as a result of the government's repression is very high. 12 people died, 4 were disappeared, there were 660 cases of collective and human rights violations in the country, 52 cases of harassment and threats against demonstrators and social leaders, and 51 indiscriminate assaults on civilians the country." In an interview with Asociación Latinoamericana de Educación Radiofónica, ALAR, César Jerez of the National Association of Peasant Reserve Areas of Colombia said, "The summit is the beginning of a meeting point and the creation of development alternatives for the Colombian countryside." He confirmed the call for a new summit in October. The Agrarian Summit was held in parallel to the government's so-called Agrarian Pact. Jerez said the government's call is an attempt to divert the attention amid a trick of President Juan Manuel Santos, which does not actually imply any real changes or proposals that change the difficult situation of the Colombian countryside. That is why the peasant sector did not participate in the so-called Agrarian Pact. Jerez said the government is proposing to consolidate the agro-industrial mode of palm oil production, a surprising proposal. It implies advancing the agro-industry interests, which have only brought misery to the regions where its model has been implemented. For this reason, the striking sector opposes it.
You are listening to Real World News.